Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Come through, Queen. I wanna see ya. Come through, Queen.
Hi, everyone. It's Dan.
And Brendan.
And this is Come Through, Queen. So, as we mentioned during last week's episode, we are on vacation this week.
Yes.
This is a Patreon bonus episode. We're giving you a tease of what we're discussing here on the main feed, but you should head on over to comethroughqueen.com for a link to the Patreon to get the full episode. We're discussing this week something that's very timely. We have the Roni hard reboot coming just around the corner, and we thought it'd be the perfect time to look back when we did the soft reboot.
Yes, season 5, episode 1. If you remember what happened after season 4, Cindy Barshop, Kelly Cloran Ben-Simone, Jill Zarin, and Alex McCord were all fired.
Fired.
And they hired some new girls. And back then, the world was skeptical.
So, I mean, this was like the first franchise to do like a major overhaul.
Mm-hmm.
And this was, sit down for this, June 2012, 11 years ago.
Oh my God. Like, what a chic modern time.
This really was maybe like the ushering in of like the mid era.
Like it was ushering in the time in our lives when we could be like easy breezy, beautiful.
Okay. Cover girl?
Yeah. I don't know. It's just like 2012 to early 2016 really was a special time.
Those were the special times. Okay. I want to point out also, so I'm pointing out dates. I want to point out taglines. The new girls are the first three taglines.
I know. They're not trying to ease us in here.
And I don't think I noticed that at the time. I'm noticing a lot of things now with like the passage of time.
And with analytical eyes, when back then you were just watching casually.
Just glazed over. Yeah, because this predates the podcast.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So
actually, the podcast ushered in the tumultuous era.
It really did. We like broke something in the like the universe.
Yeah.
Okay. So we start with Lou and Aviva.
And can I just say,
oh,
to be introduced to a new housewife in this very specific way, going to have lunch with Luann outside at the boathouse in Central Park, wearing this, I don't believe in fur, but wearing this gray fur.
Oh, it could be faux fur.
It could be faux, yeah.
And okay, so I think it made sense to start with her because of the three, even though Carol Radzivill was probably a more famous person, Aviva had the Drescher name.
Yes.
And we all know Fran Drescher.
Cousin to Fran, head of SAG-AFTRA, who I'm not...
Present day, yeah.
Yeah. Who I'm not in on the conversations about SAG-AFTRA necessarily, but I've heard from afar that people might not be that thrilled with her performance.
Okay. So like,
but
so,
don't yell at me if that's wrong.
So it's like the performance of the lifetime was the nanny.
Well, truly,
not President SAG-AFTRA.
Who knows? Though?
Not necessarily our wheelhouse. Okay, but the boathouse, like, very Sex and the City vibes.
Very Sex and the City. It's fall in New York City. It's chic.
Yeah, I mean, we are though still dipping into the Hamptons in this first episode, mm-hmm. which was like one of the tricks of prior seasons.
Yes.
That we eventually abandon on Roni.
Exactly, because we go to the Berkshires.
Yeah. Okay. The way that Lou describes it of like, oh, I met Aviva like at a party, just like we were two attractive women who noticed each other and started talking.
That's what happens. That's like if you... Instead of said women, like if you put gay man, that's like the ritual that like we as gay men have.
Sure. Sadly, I'm not one of the attractive ones, so I haven't. Okay. Obviously, we know Lou speaks every language, but it was a little jarring for me to see Aviva speak French.
Yeah, I mean, she went to, where'd she go?
She went to, she was living in France for like 4 or 5 years,
which later will become surprising to think about after we hear about her issues traveling and all that kind of stuff.
Oh my God. Yes. I know. Like so many things like never really registered with me first go around. Okay. We have a Harry Dubin flashback. Now it was from a prior season.
Season 4.
But did we actually like call him by his name during that season?
I don't think so.
So we're only like bringing him to light now because of the circumstances.
Yeah, this was Sonia's masquerade party where like was kind of the first time we were learning Sonia's true self. Because season 3, she was only given half the season and she was so chic.
A different woman, really.
I thought it was Meryl Streep. And then we kind of realized that she's a disaster.
Yeah. Or like started leaning into... maybe like what she thought the fans wanted.
Maybe. She started getting really drunk. She in that scene, she had forgotten like the bloomers in her costume that was designed by Chris March.
Of course.
Yes.
Chris March. Yeah. So, but I think like during season 4, we must have already had a toaster conversation because like in this episode, we're bringing the toaster up again.
Yes. I think she started laying... the land. I think she did like a photo shoot with like Toast that said SM on it. It's famous. Look it up.
Okay. So we have Sonia hosting a party at the townhouse, which is funny because like it didn't register with me when we did this, the last season of Roni, that it's kind of like a callback to this, really.
Oh, when she had invited Ebony over for like that. Backyard like diner that backyard like dinner or whatever.
Yeah
That is a callback, and it is the first time that we're meeting two of our wives. And this was also in season 5 was also back when like the townhouse still seemed a little chic,
except like now I'm looking at it and seeing those clocks on the wall, like we're at like the UN or the airport with like different times for different time zones, is I would say not chic.
But in 2012, we're like, this is international. Oh, okay. You throw a few fairy lights up and like you're like, this is chic.
Okay. And then the way we're kind of like commenting on the soft reboot of Sonia being like, oh, you know, the only thing worse than stale brioche are stale friends.
Right.
So I'm doing fresh friends, fresh food, fresh ambiance.
It's beautiful.
Oh my God. Okay. So we got Mama and Carol walking in together.
Mm-hmm.
Mama being Heather Thompson, of course.
Mama brings the voove.
Mama brings the voove. And Lou in a confessional is like, oh, it's great to see new faces.
Mm-hmm.
Which like is interesting that she's saying that because like you were Jill's soldier.
I know, but it's the paycheck is the paycheck. And the fame is the fame. And Jill's no longer on TV.
Yeah. And you said... we only had two, but we had all three of them here, of the new girls.
Yeah, Aviva comes.
Oh, yeah, Aviva comes later, yeah. The way...
I don't even think she comes later, because I think in that first introduction, she's already gagged by Carol Radziwill.
Okay, yeah. I mean, the way that Aviva's, like, the fan is jumping out.
Yeah.
Which, to go on the short journey that we go on with Aviva to eventually land at Writer Girl.
It's so interesting. And this is a writer, like, Carol at this point, this book had been out for, what, five, six, seven years maybe?
I want to say like 6 or 7, yeah.
Yeah, because Oprah was like 2006 for sure. Yeah. So it's just interesting that this one writer with this one book has brought you along this far.
Yeah, I mean, it's not just the book. I mean, she was connected to the family.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
You know? Okay, so Sonia knows Heather.
Mm-hmm.
She's always bumping into her around town, but she had not met Carol.
Right.
And I like that, like, she was like, oh, I'm surprised by that, because, like, my connection to the Kennedys.
She used to party with John John.
Mm. And then Carol's explanation is like, well, I stay below 14th Street.
Which is so... I feel like this generation, like, that's coming up now, like, doesn't know about that.
Mm.
But, like, our generation, okay, when we arrived in New York,
yeah,
that was still very much in the convo.
Yeah. Especially because I want to point out Aviva and Heather are in their early 40s
yeah,
in this. So, like, the fact that they're, like, almost peers here.
Oh, my God.
I mean, we have to remember, like, when Alex started, she was in her early 30s.
Yeah.
I know. It's just so crazy.
It's interesting now that we're, like, 10 years, 11 years older.
Yeah.
So, I was 24 watching this?
I mean, it came out in 2012.
That's crazy to me.
Yeah. And now you're in a full-blown adult.
I know. Full-blown.
Dan here, stopping the fun of this preview, but of course you could head on over to comethroughqueen.com for a link to our Patreon for the full over 30 minute long bonus episode recapping this season 5 premiere of Roni. You also have 90 bonus episodes, over 160 pre-show episodes to catch up on if you've never listened to our Patreon before. So while we're on vacation, it's the perfect time for you to go on there and support us. And we'll be back next week with our regular schedule. We'll have the Martha's Vineyard finale to talk about, as well as Orange County and Atlanta. And we'll see you there. So like, comment, subscribe, heart, share, retweet. Bye.
I wanna see ya come through, Queen.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.